Hello, Netta Middle School. This is Mr. Dean, and these are today's announcements. Today's date is Wednesday, January the 22nd, 2025. Lunch tomorrow is going to be chicken pot pie soup, pig in a blanket, popcorn chicken salad, or cheese pizza. Not a lot going on in MS today, or this week even. We have Mrs. Mollum is getting ready for Kindness Week, which will be in 2 weeks, and that will be capped off with a dance on February 7th. The girls' volleyball teams took a pair of matches from Hudsonville last night, both winning in straight sets. Here is Mr. Belt's APB.
Hey, this is Mr. Belt coming at you with the first APB for 2025. First of all, I want to give a couple shout-outs here. First to Race Whitaker and Bryce Maxwell for recognizing and seizing an opportunity for an opposing player to have some shots at success. We want to thank you boys for representing our community, our school, and our athletics well. Next, a shout out to Alexia Meredith for picking up all the trash from the student section after Monday's basketball game. Let's just be mindful and do all of our part to pick up after ourselves at games and strive for excellence by leaving places better than you found them. Thanks, Alexia. Now for some school news. If you've looked around, you've probably seen some attendance posters that have been placed throughout the grade levels. If you go to the water fountains, you should see a poster that has each grade level's attendance rate posted. Right now, the contest is very close, and it could be any grade level's chance to win. Reminder that the winning school gets a prize at the end of the year. Each winning grade level will get a prize at the end of the quarter. And then individuals within the winning grade level will be entered into a drawing for a PS5. To be entered into that drawing, you do have to have fewer than 3 absences. So make sure you're doing your part and getting to school every day. And now for some trivia. This is kind of a 3-part trivia here. First, when does equal daylight and darkness occur? Equal darkness and daylight occurs on what we call an equinox. Next part is, how many times does this happen each year? This occurrence happens twice each year. And then your final question is, what do these occurrences mark? And the answer to that is, the equinox marks the beginning of spring and autumn. Well, have a good week.
Thank you, Mr. Belt, for that. Just a reminder to those 7th grade students taking Mr. Dean's Hamilton class, that starts today. That's all the announcements we have for today. Have a great Wednesday.